Now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States,
the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host,
Hulk Hogan sex tape. What? Oh, I guess at least it's not Bam Bam Bigelow. Welcome to the Dollcast, freaks. This is Roth at Sly Dog Studios. We are looking for Miss Elizabeth or Scary Sherry tapes. Not Hulk Hogan. And leave out Fabulous Moolah. Miss Elizabeth or Scary Sherry. If you find a tape of someone like Hulk Hogan, burn it. No one wants to see it. Ugh, getting kind of a late start here. Got home from work, and evidently the chicken got left out on the table. And the dog got it all. Luckily it was like some sort of chicken patties, and there was no bones in it, so the dog didn't get any bones stuck in her throat or anything. I had to make a whole, like, regular chicken breast. It took like an hour to cook in the oven because it was frozen, you know, just so I'd have some meat to eat. Chicken, waffle fries, corn, bread and butter, and mixed fruit. Yeah. And then I had to wait a little bit because my stomach was stuffed and I was going to sit here burping all over the microphone. So, here I am. What is it at work? When you people go to work, do you get that same greeting from people? That same greeting every day? And sometimes they variate it. Or a same response. For instance, there's this one guy, he always says, "Hey Rob, what do you know?" And every time, you know, what do you say to that? What do you know? So I started, you know, first thing I thought of was, "Hey, not much." You know, like, I don't know much. And then I try to variate it because, you know, he always says the same thing. So I decide, I will try and variate it. "Hey Rob, what do you know?" "Just enough to get by." "Hey Rob, what do you know?" "It's Friday, ready to get out of here." "Hey Rob, what do you know? Hump day." And after a while, I just give up and I just say, "Not much." That's, you know, it's been a couple of years now. So I'm just, "Not much." I just pretend it's like a, you know, "Hey, how are you doing?" Or, "What are you doing? What are you doing?" "Not much." But there's also this response that you get back, and a lot of people at this plant say this. You know, this, you know, there's tool and die makers, machinists, all kinds of that kind of jazz. And, you know, so there's some burly old men and stuff. And they have this one saying that happens there. I'm sure that's in a lot of places, but this is the only place I worked where it's like the most prevalent response to, "Hey, what's going on, man?" And they say, "Just another day in paradise." Just all the time. It's always another day in paradise. It gets old, but I guess repetition is good in some ways, right? Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get to some dev talk. Illusion of the Dead. I opened up the folder today and I looked inside of it and I said, you know what? This is going to have to be redone from scratch. And I already knew that the original one was going to have to be redone because I had started messing around with it again later and had recoded some stuff, you know, trying to mess around with background hit detection. It was when I was just learning. It was around the time right before I did NES Virus Cleaner. And I decided, you know, I decided to start working on the NES Virus Cleaner and got it finished up at that point. No, that was the first time that I started working on it, and I learned background hit detection, how to do it in one way. Yeah. So, anyway, I said, well, this is going to require whole new coding altogether. Let me explain how bad the very first original one was, which had the cinema screens and the title screen and all that going on. It was so bad that each cinema screen itself was its own subroutine. Like, it wasn't a cinema engine. You know, I didn't understand that concept at that point yet. And, I mean, this is like just right after I made Pegs, I think, is when I first started messing around with Illusion of the Dead. And, yeah, it was everything had a subroutine. Everything was a subroutine. Everything was different. There was no engine. So, even, like, the screens, you're going from screen to screen to screen, every screen was its own subroutine, and how things, it was really bad, and, really horrible coding. So, you know, it just, that has to be scratched, all just gone. You know, graphics I can keep, you know, and remake some of them or whatever, but like the cinema screens, I can keep those graphics, but the absolute, all the code has to be absolutely redone. It's really bad. And the second iteration, I was just messing around with some hit detection, but this new one, I'll have to, I'll actually be able to do an engine now that I understand how to do loops and have data set aside to read in and store in RAM, you know, stuff like that. So it'll be a lot different. Problems are within, though, like, right now it has to be totally redesigned because I'm going to have more screens in the game, so I'm going to have to figure out where I'm going to put every item, and there's not even that many items. There's only, like, a handful throughout the game. And, you know, because it has real-time... This cat is skittish. It has real-time item selection up at the top of the status bar, and there's not a lot to use. So, that's just how it is. So I have to totally redesign it. What else? Yeah, there's something I was having in it. It was a search function where you could search, you know, various areas of the game, and that's how you could find certain items. And I never really thought anything through back then, but, you know, if you think about it, having all these screens, then you'd have to go, well, crud. Now I have to search every little square, you know, kind of like if an RPG or something, like, search these squares, search them, search, oh, I found something, you know. And that's just redundant and tedious, and no one wants to do that. So I think what I'm going to do is have some sort of deal, like when you get onto a screen that has an item, or maybe a screen in a radius of screens, like 9 screens or something like that, I'll probably have like some question marks appear at the top of the, like right underneath the status bar or something, and maybe make a little sound effect going off, you know, letting you know, hey, there's something around here, search, you know. And that was just something that I was thinking about, and I'm going to have to do that. You know, that way, if I remember right, there's a flashlight to find, there's a key, a flashlight, a key, the gun, I think a first aid item, and maybe a bomb that kills all the enemies on the screen and keeps them gone for a few seconds. I can't remember. It's something like that. So, yeah, I want to make it where, you know, you get a general idea of where to search and you're not just left in the dark and running around searching every square and having these zombies chase. It would suck. It would just really suck. But there's another thing that was brought up in the comments on slydogstudios.org, somebody said, hey, you should put the smaller games into a multi-cart or something. And I'll tell you more about that in a second. But first, let's pay tribute to NintendoAge.com. Do you collect games? Are you a gamer? Do you like to hang out with like-minded folks and discuss being a gamer and collecting those games? Well, you can do that at NintendoAge.com. You can go and sign up for a free membership, participate on the forums, trade games, manage collections with the collection tools they have, which are both Sega and Nintendo oriented, by the way. NintendoAge.com and SegaAge.com. It's just crazy, right? The admins are awesome at NintendoAge.com. You go there, say Roth sent you, and don't act up. Right? Alright. So, somebody had brought up, why don't you, maybe you should put all your games onto a multi-cart, all your small games. And it's funny that that was brought up. When I first started messing around with animating the palette, you know, where you stick refreshing the palette in NMI and then come up with a routine that you run in your main loop that keeps changing the colors in RAM to make the palette animate in certain areas. And so I actually made this screen of this game that I was thinking about doing, which was a multi-cart. And that multi-cart was going to have click, tic-tac-toe, and pegboard. You know, like click, tic-tac-xo, and pegs. And the reason I was doing that is because when I look back, I mean, download, I'll have to get that. I don't think I have the sources up on slydogstudios.org yet, but the sources for tic-tac-xo and pegs are an abomination, you know. And so I was like, you know, I should put these, and the click, its code isn't all that great either. There's some aspects in there where I started learning how to do certain things, but there are also some really bad things, like the way I animated the palette on there. Like in the loop, I turn off the screen and change a color and turn it back on, you know, turn off and turn on. It's just really bad. So what I wanted to do, I was like, well, I want to vindicate myself, you know, actually code these a lot better, and then, you know, just put them all together on one single cart. Pardon me. So that was the idea behind that, and I had started messing with animating the palette, and then so I made that. The project 3-in-1 2P pack, where you could play one player click tic-tac-toe against a generic computer opponent, or you could play that pegboard game, or you could play two players of the tic-tac-toe, go head-to-head in pegboard game, see who can finish first, and then a click two-player game where the two can interact with each other, even like bump each other, you know, that kind of stuff, which, you know, would make you pause and like if you get bumped by one of the players, then your guy is sent back what was it, like two squares, and then you'll be stuck there for a second, like stunned. And, you know, you could even do that, knock your opponent into the electric beams. And then, like, if you both go head on at the same time, like you both move back like only one, two, or three spaces, maybe three, because it would be like, you know, you would think it's a lot of force instead of just one. I don't know yet, but, you know, this is something I had in my head. And you just, and you both stunned for a few minutes or something, or a few seconds. So that was something I had in mind. And with that, animating the palette, I animated, let's see, the Tooth Shine on the Sly Dog Studios logo. That was the first time that I did the tooth shine, where, you know, goes like that ding. And actually, I just uploaded this video to Blip, and I'll place a link when I upload the dog cast for you guys to listen to. So there will be a link to this video so you can see what I'm talking about. And so that was the first place that I did the little tooth shine. And then there's this arrow that you use to select which game you're going to use, but it's bouncing up and down, right? You know, it's two sprites, and it has the illusion that it's bouncing up and down, but actually the sprites are sitting totally still. And it was an experiment I had done with the palette animation, and I drew the colors, I placed the colors in the sprites just so that when I did this animation, it makes it appear like the sprites are bouncing up and down, but it's actually just colors switching from like black to orange on the top and bottoms, so it looks like it's a sprite bouncing, but it's actually just colors flashing. So I was really proud of that. I was like, wee! And then the title itself, where it says 3-in-1 2 P-Pack, that's where I first tried the vibrating thing, you know, where colors are going in and out, and you know, like, makes it look like it's glowing. So I was really proud of that, and that was the first place I did that. And I got it to where the tic-tac-toe screen loads and it scrolls down. There's music that is supposed to play when you press the button, because it's going to be, you know, a real long little jingle thing, and then it'll scroll. But right now, it's at the part where it's at the beginning, you know, when you turn it on. It's because, you know, I was messing with it and writing it, and never did anything more with it. But yeah, you can place X's and O's as player 1 and player 2. And I did all this in 2010, and it even still says 2010 on the screen, on the title screen. So you'll be able to see that in the video. But, you know, it was just, I thought that was kind of cool that, I think it was Brad who said it, Brad Bateman, who was one of the beta testers on NES Virus Cleaner, and he's also the person who has been getting the NES Dev compos together. Well, he did it last year, and I think he's supposed to do it again this year, because I saw him inquiring about it on NintendoAge.com. So anyway, I'm thinking, since there's a whole bunch to do for Illusion of the Dead in terms of, you know, planning and redesign, maybe I'll do those redesigning, start on that redesigning on the weekends, and maybe I'll do this multi-cart thing that I had started on and just get that whipped up. You know, if I can, you know, it's another one of those small kind of things, and I'm thinking I can get through that pretty quickly too. Maybe even faster than that snail maze. But yeah, oh, and something else I wanted to mention that I was really proud of on that title screen of the 3-in-1 2P pack is when you select a game, I had the background tile switch over on the right hand side, and I just thought that was pretty cool. Like there's a giant click, and then it'll switch to a pegboard, it'll switch to tic-tac-toe board and all that. So I thought that was cool. But but I'm thinking of making a hidden game in there. You know, for those of you that listen to the dog cast, I think I'll just throw that out there. There might be a hidden game. Matter of fact, I'm pretty sure there will be. And it's going to be awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, that's it for this dog cast. We're going to get out of here. I'm going to go get this built. And Be sure to check out that video of the 3-in-1 2P pack. And that's it. That's all. All right, freaks, take it easy. And if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.